My first guests this morning are coming in to talk about the Uckfield Business Awards. And the first guest is the co-sponsor of the Best Family Business Award from Bex Photo, Bex Maney. Welcome, Bex.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to see you again. And also the sponsor of the Best Rural Business Award from the Uckfield Chiropractic Clinic, Becky Phillips. Hello, Becky.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Got to get this right today because I've got Bex and Becky. So hopefully we won't get this too confused. Let's start with the advert, if we could, first. So Bex from Bex Photography. What is your business and what do you do?
So Bex Photo is a brand photography business. I specialise in helping mostly small businesses to be more visible online. So it includes things like headshots, which most people have heard of. You need a profile picture, but it's so much more than that. It's very much sort of storytelling for businesses. So finding out a lot more about, you know, why you started your business, what you love about it, you know, why you do what you do and who you help and all that kind of thing. And it's how we can show that in photos so that you can attract the right clients to your business.
So is your background in photography or is it in social media and you've moved into photography? Where's your background?
My background is actually in dentistry.
Okay, all right.
I still do that 2 days a week. But yeah, I've always been into photography since I was a child. And it was always sort of landscape and nature stuff for a really long time. And it was when I had kids that I got into people photography, started doing more family photography. And then it just naturally sort of, I was getting inquiries from brands and businesses locally and doing photos for them and realised that's actually what I really love and what I'm really good at. So I learned more about the branding side of it more recently, just after COVID, and that's when I specialised in just doing branding.
Is it something that you think that people often underestimate, getting the photography right on their media platforms and that?
Definitely. And a lot of my clients don't even know really what they need photos of. You know they need headshots, but they can't think of other things to do. And a lot of them are really nervous about even showing their face in their business. So I do a lot of work with my clients before we even get to the photo stage. So we do a lot of planning and I actually help them to realise what kind of things are going to help, you know, sell their products or sell their services. So when it comes to the shoot day, it's all really fun and easy because we've planned it all out and they're going to get loads of photos that are going to show exactly what they do and help them make more money, basically, which is what businesses want.
And just do the quick ad then, so people wanted to get in contact with your website, I guess.
Yeah, bexphoto.com, nice and simple, or you can find me on all the social media channels and send me a message.
With some good photographs, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
Right, we'll come back to your sponsorship award in a second, but let's just do the other ad. So Becky Phillips is from the Uckfield Chiropractic Clinic. I think it's probably quite obvious what you do.
It should be, hopefully. It is in the name. So yeah, I'm a chiropractor. I've been in Uckfield for 18 years now. I've been a chiropractor for over 20. Love what I do. We help treat all sorts of problems, you know, disc problems, back, neck, shoulders, jaws.
And is it something that is, how can I put it, perhaps more acceptable now? Because when you first started, sort of 20-odd years ago, I'm guessing it was probably seen as a bit of an alternative medicine. But is it now seen more mainstream?
It definitely is much more accepted now. You know, when I first started, we definitely used to be classed as like an alternative type of treatment. But yeah, we get a lot of referrals from GPs, you know, consultants, other physios. So yeah, we see a lot more mainstream now than we used to be. So,
and of course, presumably people can come directly to you if they wish to.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't need a referral from a medical practitioner.
No, the majority of people come to us either via our website, which is sussexchiro.co.uk, or people literally call us or contact us. We get a lot of info actually through our social medias as well. People sort of often...
Any common injuries that you see a lot of that people ought to be just aware of?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it's gardening season, so it's finally starting to dry up enough that people can actually get out into their gardens, and everybody overdoes it. You know, people are working their normal jobs and then it gets to the weekend and they think, right, I'm going to go and do X, Y and Z, and then they overdo it, do too much of the one thing, and then wake up on Monday morning not being able to move their shoulder or their back or whatever they've been doing. So yeah, it's at the moment we're seeing a lot of gardening injuries, so yeah.
So just be aware of that. You called out the website, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, so done the adverts for you both.
Thank you.
Let's get to the Uckfield Business Awards, which are an important set of awards. So Bex, you are the co-sponsor of the Best Family Business Award.
Yeah.
Tell us about this award and what you're looking for.
So I mentioned, you know, I love storytelling photography, and that's one of the reasons that this one really attracted me, because I find that family businesses always have a good story. And last year I actually ran a charity project where I got to sort of connect with and meet a lot more local businesses. And I thought this was another good way to do that and help other local businesses get more, you know, get more promotion, get seen, get visible. And because we're going to go and actually meet all the shortlisted nominees, then I'll get to go and meet them and offer them a photo. Obviously, I'll do that, you know, just as a little perk for them. But it just means I'll get to, you know, get that connection with them and offer them something else to help them as well.
All right. And when people are looking to nominate the best family business, what's the sort of things that's going to really sort of tick the boxes for you, do you think, in terms of when you're trying to, you know, because it's real tough thing, you're trying to try and work out a winner.
Yeah, so I want to know, you know, why they started their business, you know, how long has it been going? Has it been lots of different generations? How does it work within the family? You know, the story behind it, why they start it, why they love it, and why they do what they do.
Is there any definition in your mind of what a family is? Because there could be many different definitions of what people think it is.
Yeah, I've wondered about that myself, because obviously there's the traditional sense of, you know, you're related. So whether it's, you know, generation to generation, so children and
could be a husband and wife too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it doesn't have to be that. It could be a new family business where it is just one generation at the moment. So it could be husband and wife, or, you know, it could be siblings that have started a business. Or, you know, I personally see a lot of my friends as family. So I would be interested to know about sort of businesses that come from friendships as well, where it is that sort of close-knit. I don't know whether that is allowed within the rules, but that's something that I would certainly look at.
So basically, as long as it's more than one person,
yeah,
and there's some sort of family connection, so it might be first generation,
exactly,
or it might be several generations of the family that's sort of gone through and they're still there sort of running it.
Yeah.
All right. It'd be also interesting to see how strong this is as well, how family businesses are actually doing at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when we were sort of discussing this, I briefly chatted to Chris, my co-sponsor, about, you know, family businesses.
This,
you know,
is Chris Thorne?
Chris Dowling.
Chris Dowling,
yeah.
Chris Dowling.
So he's sponsored this business, this category before. So he already knows a few family businesses, which obviously we're hoping might get nominated again and participate. But, you know, we're sort of talking about family businesses that we automatically thought of in the town, you know, and there are quite a few. So, yeah, really hoping that lots of people will get on the website and nominate, you know, their favourite family businesses and tell us, you know, why you think they're awesome.
All right, and I guess the detail here is getting the evidence here is the facts, not is the quality, not the quantity. What you don't want is loads and loads and loads of
spiel. Absolutely,
you want some clear clarity as to why people have nominated it.
Yes, it's like why does that business connect to you? Why do you think they deserve to win?
All right. We'll come back to how you do it in just a second. So Becky, you are sponsoring the Best Rural Business.
Yes.
Tell us about this award and what you'd be looking for.
Okay, so specifically, we're looking for businesses obviously located in rural areas that demonstrate excellence in their industry and that have made a positive impact in the community. But it could be a massive wide range of people. You know, there are obviously so many varying businesses out there, especially in the rural community. They don't get as much press as people that are in the middle of town. So I'm looking forward to, you know, discovering what businesses are out there, who people are going to nominate. You know, we could be looking literally for anything from, you know, a country village store to a plant nursery, a kids nursery, all sorts, you know, actual farms or little units on industrial, you know, little industrial estates on old farms and things like that. So
you just preempted my next
Sorry.
Question. You're almost mind reading there. So I was actually thinking, if you look at, there's a lot of areas, but look at where we are on Bird and I Farm.
Exactly.
So we're out in the countryside here, but
yep,
there's a lot of little businesses doing lots of little different things.
Precisely.
All around us.
Yeah, and those are just the businesses we want people to nominate. So you can either nominate yourself or you can, you know, yeah, get somebody else can nominate you. And then
and that's a really important point, because when we think rural,
yep,
people might sort of think, you know, farming, the farm shops,
yep,
agriculture, and quite rightly it might be those things,
sure,
but also it could be the other businesses that are just located out there providing tin boxes or whatever.
Exactly, yeah, that. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to what we get entered, basically, because I'm sure there's going to be quite a wide scope of businesses and, yeah, really looking forward to it.
Right, let's talk about the nominations then. So Bex, how do people nominate?
So it's on the Uckfield Business Awards website, which is uckfieldbusinessawards.com. So nice and easy again, all one word. And yeah, on there you'll see all the different categories. So obviously you can go directly to one that you're thinking of. So if you're thinking of the family business or the rural business, but you might get inspired when you're looking through it and you see the other ones. So, you know, you can nominate more than one business in more than one category as well. So, you know.
And you don't have to do them all either.
So no, you can pick and choose.
Do the ones that you want. All right.
Absolutely.
So we've got the website. So you can nominate a business. But Becky, also you can nominate yourself?
Yeah, so you can nominate yourself. You could nominate somebody else. So, you know, we're just looking for as many nominations as possible, really, and celebrate all our amazing local Uckfield businesses.
So the key date for people to keep in mind is the 7th of June, because that's when the nominations actually close.
That's right.
All right. And then we're heading ultimately towards the big ceremony awards event, which is on the 26th of September.
That's right.
Don't want to think about September yet, do we,
really? No, but, let's have some summer first.
Yeah. All right. Look, it's really good to meet you both, and thank you both for sponsoring these awards. Firstly, Bex, is there anything you wanted to say that we've not covered at all?
I think we've covered everything. Okay. I'm just really looking forward to finding out, you know, more about these businesses.
And Becky, have you covered everything you wanted to cover?
Yeah, I was just going to say, having grown up on a farm myself, and I actually farm when I'm not chiropractic, I should be on the farm this morning. I'm really, really interested in this category. So, you know, if you know anyone or you think that they might be worth nominating, get in there and get the nominations going. Thank you.
So thank you both for coming. So Bex Maney from Bex Photo, co-sponsor of the Best Family Business Award, and Becky Phillips from Uckfield Chiropractic Clinic, sponsor of the Best Rural Business. Thank you both for coming in, talking about the awards, and let's get people out there getting the nominations in.
Excellent.
Good to meet you. Thank you.